Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, we have half past plus four. That would be 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Good Day program with Victoria Keelan, my friend Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. There's a story out of Texas today. I wonder why these things happen, how it gets this far. This is a community that has been asked to deal with cross images that are on the decals of the police cars. So the police personnel have for a long time, apparently, in this little community, put crosses on their cars. So you have whatever the name of the town is, police, and instead of saying to, what do they say, protect and serve, or whatever the silly slogan is that police have that nobody believes. So they put a cross on their police cars. So last week they were served by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the FFRF, a nationwide group that promotes the separation of church and state. They sued the community to remove the decals from their car because they say it's unconstitutional for a local government to promote Christianity. The clerk's office said the commissioner's court had agreed to do what they've been asked to do after they'd sort of rebuffed attempts earlier at getting them to do them. Earlier, the governor of Texas had stood behind the sheriff's department for displaying the crosses. It's a horizontal thin blue line with another line. And the governor said it was part of U.S. historical practices. Really? I've never seen a police car in my life that had a cross on it. Am I missing something? Anybody else ever see a police car?
Well, I'm not going to see that in New York City, probably.
No,
but
you certainly
not. I've never seen it.
Yeah. Jennifer, have you ever seen a police car with a cross on it? No.
Mm-mm.
So why do people do these sorts of things? Because they know they're wrong. You have to. Whoever put that cross on those cars had to have known that it was the wrong thing to do. So why do you do it? I don't get motivation. I believe in Jesus Christ. He's my Lord and Savior. Swell. So go to church on Sunday and profess that. But why are you putting a sticker on the car? We're a God-fearing land.
And what does it have to do with being a police officer?
Nothing.
Nothing, right.
But it is, it's a sort of in-your-face, it's one of those false symbols that people believe is going to make a difference.
Do you think we vilify people that have crosses on? I mean, would you think something,
I think
I wear a cross.
Sometimes, yes.
I mean, because I wear a cross necklace a lot. Yeah. I mean, would you think something about me because you see that?
No.
Not on your person.
Right.
Why would that? No, not on your person at all.
Yeah.
I believe, I'm not a big believer in organized commercial industrial religion, as you know, but I believe in a deity. I believe in God. The imperfected human looks to the perfected deity, the infinite intelligence, the force, whatever it is, for guidance, leadership.
I mean, I would agree that it's probably not the place to put stickers is on a police car. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's a vehicle of law. So I think any type of sticker probably doesn't need to be there. But I do think an added element to this story is that we do tend to vilify people that profess their faith in this country, whatever it might be. I mean, gosh, we do it all over the place, not just with Christianity.
Well, we do that as well. I do it because I find that most of the people that I've come across who wear it on their sleeve are not really worthy of any respect.
But that's not your judgment. I mean, that's
it's my judgment.
You know.
It's my judgment to make based on what my experience is. Somebody else may have a different judgment and a different feeling about it. But when I see the cross assessed, when I see a priest who's been charged with and convicted of raping a little boy wearing the cross Still practicing. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, it's. Sorry. I know. Yeah, no, it's no, hard. I just think religion should just be very personal.
Yes,
and a personal. If you're wearing a cross necklace, or if you're wearing a Star of David necklace,
that's
or
well.
An evil eye, or whatever yep. you're down with, I'm cool with. But it doesn't belong anywhere where government is and where taxpayers of all religions and faiths are paying into it.
And that isn't even. I don't even care about that. I just don't want somebody else in my face with their religion. Get out of my face with it. And so in this circumstance, Jennifer, or whatever she wears, there's probably nobody in this life who loves you more than I do. And I hope the feeling is mutual. We don't necessarily always have to agree with stuff that we do, but I have no problem with that. I don't.
So, well, I'm using it. I know.
I understand why you said it. Yeah.
But I'm using it.
But it is
a
personal question. It's a good question. Nothing wrong with that question at all. It's a very good question. There's a difference between what you do to display your own professed belief versus what somebody is doing with a piece of property that I help pay for.
Right.
I don't want somebody else telling me this is their religion on a piece of property that's not theirs that I paid for. I don't happen to agree with you with that display in that circumstance because it has nothing to do with the job.
Yeah.
Get the job.
A lot of companies, and this has been in the news a lot lately, a lot of companies are blurring the line. Privately owned companies are blurring the lines there with religion and
well,
faith
that's up
and,
to them.
And things like
that's
that.
That's up to
They're
them.
Right. Yeah. And they can do that. But we're talking about police cars, and this is a very, very big difference.
All right. So to wit, in the food news department, Chick-fil-A's invasion of New York continues. The third New York City location opening at the Queen Center
Did
Mall.
You say the invasion?
Yes, I do.
Of Chick-fil-A.
Mayor Blah Blah Blasio taking issue with the owner's history of whatever policies, whether it's LGBT or whatever. It's none of the mayor's business. It's nobody. I'm going to go down the other street, Jennifer, with you here. It's nobody's business what this guy's politics are, what his religion is.
De Blasio doesn't have to eat chicken.
Tell the mayor to stick it where the sun doesn't shine. He says, well, I mean, and this same thing happened here in Framingham. There was a big discussion and debate. Well, should we allow Chick-fil-A to come to Framingham? Who the hell are you to not allow them? They're a business that wants to come to town to make money and pay taxes. Other than that, we should have no interest in this guy's belief, even if he is a Neanderthal. What do you care? It's none of your business.
There is room to argue about the separation of religion and church and state, essentially. There is room to argue that all day long. And that's okay. Even though we were a country founded under a Judeo-Christian set of beliefs. However, when it comes to, and you were so right about this, Dougie, when it comes to a private business, if you don't like it, you don't have to shop there. You don't have to eat there.
Stay away from
Let
it.
The market dictate whether or not it's going to succeed.
And it's not even important. It's not important to some people, and it's very important to others. So
I want to know
this guy made his beliefs very, very public. So
it's okay.
Chick-fil-A has backed off of this now and said we have a new policy. Everyone's included because it started to hurt the business.
I want to know if their chickens are Christian.
I think it's great that they close on Sundays. What mainstream company still does that? I think it's great that they do that.
Lassen's,
for their employees.
The outfit in Los Angeles, the Whole Foods store. Close outside. You know that?
Which one is it?
Lassen's. Yeah.
You know, I don't know where that is. That's in one of your fancy neighborhoods.
No,
I wish
it was. I wish it was in my neighborhood. It's over in Megan's neighborhood. And let's see, there are, I think, four or five. There's one on La Brea. And there's one on Wiltshire. I don't know. There's like four or five of them now. And the family is, Megan turned me on to them. She said, oh, the family, they're. But she goes into them and patronize it because they have very good quality food and supplements at a very good price and make Whole Foods look like a bunch of robbers and thieves, which is basically what they are.
Yeah.
Right. So you might.
And they close on Sundays?
They close on Sundays. Yep.
It is interesting, though. And here in New York City, there are so many businesses where conservative Jews and Hasidics own tons of businesses, and they're all closed for Saturday. All the Jewish holidays, and they close before sundown because they have to be home for Shabbat and everything. And it's a very widely accepted thing. Like, if you want to go and get some great electronics at B&H near Penn Station, you know you've got to get there before 4 o'clock because it's going to be closed. Yeah. But it is interesting that Jennifer brings up a point that, and there is a double standard here, Jen. I do agree with you, and I've never thought about it until now. But there is somewhat of a weird stigma to places that are under the Christian guise are closed on Sundays.
Lots of prejudice aimed at that. Lots of prejudice. Yeah. It's unfounded. It's unreasonable.
And I think it's great for the employees. I mean, how awesome to work there and be able to spend the weekend with your family. I mean, I see no problem with it. Even if you're not religious, just to have a family day is pretty cool.
Haba Nagila, Haba Nagila, Haba Nagila, Haba Bum, Yum Bum, Bum 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 Bum.
Okay.
It's 44 past the hour.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Fame swingman always gave the fans a show above the rim.
Oh, what a swing! By
he averaged more than 20 points during a spectacular 15-year pro career and was named one of the top 50 in NBA history. So, where is Clyde Drexler now? Well, Clyde hoped to bring back Phi Slammajamma as the University of Houston's head coach, but he lasted only 2 seasons. Today, Clyde continues to manage the real estate investments made during his playing days in Houston. And his Drexler Foundation promotes literacy to elementary school students.
Stay in school. It's your best move.
Looks like the Glide still has smooth moves off the court. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Today on App Check, Mashable for iPad is about digital innovation and social technology news. Cramped format and poor performance. Mashable for iPad. Struck out.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Chubby Checker started a dance craze with The Twist. It's the only song to hit the Billboard Hot 100 twice.
But here's something a lot of people don't know. It wasn't a Chubby Checker original. He covered it.
The Twist was originally recorded by Hank Ballard. So why did it launch Chubby Checker to stardom?
One word, marketing. He was seen performing the song on all the hit shows of that day.
You need talent to be a big success. But if no one ever sees you using it or hears about how wonderful you are, you'll go nowhere.
There are two parts to big success, doing the work and spreading the word about the work you've done.
So draw attention to the great work you do. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want a way to calm your kid down and teach him patience at the same time? It's so easy. Just give him music lessons. Here's the science of it.
Okay, kids, let's settle down and review the important information.
No doubt about it, music can help any child with motor control issues. Piano lessons, or any music lesson for that matter, teaches, you know, rhythm, patience, concentration. Also, it teaches teamwork through school orchestras and marching bands. And get this, music lessons facilitate reading skills, eye-to-hand gross and fine motor skills, and the ability to sit still. What's the cheap psychological trick? Music naturally amplifies many of the same skills that other children achieve temporarily through pharmaceuticals. Music soothes the savage child beast. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Ivanka Trump is in the news joking she's pregnant with her fourth child. She's written a new book called Women Who Work, being published next spring. She took to her website to reveal in a rather playful video that she has written a second book. Anybody see this video called Women Who Work, Rewriting the Rules of Success? Apparently,
She put up a little Instagram video from just saying she? You know, she's really excited about the book. It comes out next year, and she really is excited about the dialogue that she hopes to create with women who work and, you know, and are moms. I personally, I like Ivanka a lot, so I'm really excited to see, because she has a lot of actual valuable work experience that a lot of people our age probably don't have yet. I'm really interested to learn what her trade secrets might
be. Why do you think she doesn't tell her father to cool it when it comes to some of the soup? Really, because she's very smart. The kids, I met the two boys, I never met Ivanka, but I thought they were very smart. Why don't they get together and say, Dad, cut it out, will you please?
I don't think anybody can tell them that.
That's true.
All right, so what do you think of Ivanka, Jen?
I love her. I think she's so... I mean, if Donald Trump wants to try to get women into his campaign, which is what they say he suffers with, I think she is the key to all of that.
Yeah. And how come he hasn't used her more?
She just had a baby. She just had a baby.
Yeah.
Literally months ago.
Yeah.
Here's next name in the news. Next person is Deshaunna Barber, 26-year-old Department of Commerce IT analyst, winner of the USA Miss USA pageant. Stirring up a little controversy. Let's see here.
This is an interesting story. This blew up online yesterday. I didn't see the pageant, but...
There have been a number of things going on here.
What happened was the winner, everyone seems very happy with, Miss District of Columbia. It's been 14 years or something since Miss DC has won. And she is a wonderful girl, works with veterans with PTSD. She's amazing. But it's Miss Hawaii who's the runner up. That's where the controversy is. The people online didn't like the question she was asked.
Which was?
Who would you vote for today, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? And she didn't say who she would vote for. She talked about a candidate.
That's a horrible question. Where did that come from?
It's the worst question. It was a question from the judge. And people say she lost the pageant because of it.
Wow.
I think I'd have. Why would
it's a question you're going to have to answer pretty soon, though.
Who?
Everybody.
Well,
right, but not publicly.
It's terrible.
It's supposed to be a non-political thing.
And it's supposed to be a private.
Yeah, it's your business, nobody else's.
Right.
J.K. Rowling is on the hunt again. There are people who are criticizing her because they don't like the fact that there's a black person playing Hermione. Is that how you pronounce the name?
Hermione.
In the new Harry Potter play. Noma Dumzwaney picked for the part. I don't even know who she is.
I think she's a British stage actor.
Really?
She's well known, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so this is a two-part play. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child starts in London on July 30th, apparently. She's given her full backing to the choice of this person. But it does 175,000 tickets were sold in the first 24 hours, so there must not be that much objection to it. But why are people that Jennifer, we were talking about racism and stuff in the last hour, and how it just completely foolish it is.
Mm-hmm.
And people are bashing this thing because of the black person playing what otherwise was a white person in the movies.
Right. So silly.
Ugh.
Waste of energy.
Yeah, I mean, ugh.
Yep.